They got great players at those positions, and it just makes it a little bit tough.
Could you believe the play Merriman made on the ball intercepted? And he tips it and then lunges the opposite direction.
I was a little surprised. Yes, I was. Yes.
And that's just an example.
That's why it worked. Yeah. Well, but even that play right there, I kind of stared it down because I wasn't exactly sure what kind of route we were going to run there. And that's what I'm talking about a little bit, where you don't have that rapport with a guy that you've been with for a while, where you don't even have to look. You just see the hole, you throw the ball to the hole, trusting he's coming through there full speed. And I kind of stared it down and gave him an opportunity to read my eyes and tip the ball. And then once the ball tips over the middle like that, it's anybody's ball. And it was that's a bad deal.
You seem to pick up Nate pretty well tonight. You get 5 catches. It was the best game, really.
I was trying to. I feel like although he may have had 5, I should probably be able to get him 10, and especially a night like tonight. And that'll come. I think that'll work. We're working on stuff like that. We're hitting some, we're missing on some, but we're communicating, and I think we're getting better.
Do you know him? You feel like you know him, like you said?
I do, but there's some things in our offense where you just, people do it differently at different places, and we're just all trying to get on the same page in that, in terms of splits and motions and adjustments and stuff like that, but he's a great kid, he's a great guy to have around, and the future is really good for him on our team and our relationship. But it is tough at times just being new.
It's tough because no Daryl tonight, and Bobby goes out real early.
And then Jeremy and no Tula, and it's not the best thing. But we've got to fight through that.
How does not having a experienced receiving tight end just not only affect what you do, but what you guys even do going into a game?
Well, I've always said that I feel like the tight end position really is the key to our success. It kind of gets things going. It doesn't get any credit, but it really does. And we've played really well at that position over the last few years with Atula and Jeremy and Hannum. And now it's going to be up to these new guys who are brand new, and they just got to play really well for us to keep going.
Yeah, because the coach looks like Atula's out for a while.
Yeah, I don't know. I saw that he wasn't in there, and so that's never a good thing.
Well, the tight end thing is an indication of what you said, like when Seneca got that ball to Heller. I mean, that's your offense, right?
That's huge, yeah. Exactly. And wherever the one-on-one matchup is or wherever the opening in the zone is, you got to hit that guy, regardless of who it is and, what they're good at. They got to be good at all the stuff. So.
Thank you. Thank you, whoever.
Last year at all, when we lost the two linemen, this is something that every football team obviously deals with losing guys and injuries and having to adjust. Can you draw on last year, though, and know that you guys can still be successful?
I hope so. Last year we had guys that were ready, when their number got called. Joe Jaravicius's number got called. He was ready. Even DJ Hackett showed a lot of promise, played well. Jeremy Irvin, those guys were ready, stepped up. Mo Morris, to some extent, played a little bit last year and stepped up. That's the big question mark right now. The guys who are going to get to play due to injury, are they ready? Have they put the work in? Have they prepared themselves for this moment? Only time will tell.
You guys have 2 weeks from tomorrow to get ready. Is that enough time?
Absolutely. It's enough time. There's some things that could help us. We could get Daryl back, and that'd be great. That would solve a lot of issues right there. But you got to go with who you got, and right now I'm not sure who that is. But I just got to get myself ready to go, and hopefully everyone does the same thing.
All right, that's Matt Hasselbeck.